welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
It's a wonderful time of the year. I struggle every time Christmas comes. I struggle about, what am I going to preach this year? So I sat in my office, had everything all planned out. Going to preach this Sunday and next Sunday about Christmas. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to me, said, why? I said, because that's what we're supposed to do. And then he said this to me, who told you that? I said, I did. See, that's a mistake. You listen to yourself. You understand that? And he said it to me this way, because I talked to the Lord like this. He said, Easter and Christmas should always be hooked up together. And the whole Bible is about God's love. You can preach about God's love every time you wake in the morning. He said, don't stop preaching about, quote, Christmas because Christmas is past. He says, keep preaching about Christmas. Keep preaching about the crucifixion. Keep preaching about God's love, because there shouldn't be one particular date on the calendar like, oh, it's Mother's Day. Let's honor mothers. No, when should we honor mothers? When should we honor fathers? When should we honor our veterans? Every single day. So the Lord said, don't be in a hurry. He said, take your time. So I'm going to take my time. Amen? So turn, if you don't mind, over to Isaiah real quick. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Now, when I saw the word give, right away I thought about something that already existed. See, God's plan of salvation for lost humanity was already in place before it even happened. In other words, he pulled off what we needed and gave it, even though we didn't even know we needed it, because God's love reaches from here to there. It's endless. I remember in college, my God, our gym coach in college said, how big is God? So big. I used to say, what are we, in kindergarten over here? But I understand what she was doing. She was telling us there's no way to measure God. God's love is a love that's beyond comprehension. So God, in his infinite wisdom, knew that one day we would need to be redeemed because of the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden. Amen? Listen to me. And I've said this a few times, but it just in my spirit now. God had to put time into eternity to save you and I and rescue us. There was no such thing as time in the Garden of Eden. God loved us so much that he took eternity and he placed time in it. And in time, we find God's love without any question expanded because he loves us so much. Listen, and he can never stop loving us. He gave us something he had already prepared. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's read a little bit more on this. So God himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the young woman who is unmarried and a virgin shall conceive, bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. Say Emmanuel. Amen. Well, what does Emmanuel mean? God with us. Say God with us. You understand, Jesus was born in a manger, but it was actually God being born. God loved us so much that he stepped into time to rescue us. He came into what you and I know as earth and time and came and redeemed us. So listen to what, if you don't mind, this kind of love's all about. It's what we call agape love. And if I had to put a title on this message, it would be limitless love. Never going to run out. Here's the word love. It's not man-made love. It's God's love. Listen, agape is love which gives and never expects anything in return. God's love, say God's love, expects nothing in return. Can we just sit on that for a minute? Hallelujah. Listen to another statement about agape love. Agape love is the realization, the value of preciousness of a person. God realizes how precious we are to him because we're created in his image and his likeness. Now, this may not seem to fit, but it fits all the time. It's Christmas and it's Easter and it's everything else in between. John 3:16. It's so familiar that even the unbeliever knows the scripture verse. Listen to what it says. For God so loved, the Amplified says greatly loved, and dearly prized the world. Dearly prized the world. He even gave up his only begotten son, and the Bible says in the Amplified, unique son, so that whoever, say whoever, does what? Trusts in, clings to, and relies on him, shall not perish, come to destruction or be lost, but have eternal, everlasting life. We never read the 17th verse, but it's hooked together. Listen to it. For God did not send the Son into the world in order to judge it, to reject it, to condemn it, or to pass sentence on it. Interesting. That's how God's love works. But that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound through him. Whoa, glory to God. Oh, I'm going to go to the next one. He who believes in, relies on him, is not judged. He who trusts in him never comes up for judgment. For him, there is no rejection. Say no rejection.
No rejection.
No condemnation. He incurs no damnation. But he who does not believe, cleave to and rely on and trust in him, is judged already. Because he has not believed in and trusted in the name, the only begotten Son of God, there's only one, he is condemned for refusing to let the trust rest in Christ's name. Wow. There is no other name, say no other name, like the name of Jesus. Now listen to another description, if you don't mind, about agape love. Agape love is not natural. It's not human love. It's not, listen, agape love, say this from me, is not shallow. It's not superficial. God's love is deep. Amen. When you find somebody who loves somebody so much and they're married a number of years, you'll find them still holding hands. You see, when there's a love put together by God through his son Christ, we're always walking hand in hand with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Say hallelujah.
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 You ever heard the phrase, well, the honeymoon's over? The honeymoon never has to end. The honeymoon between you and I and Christ Jesus, the Savior of the world, never has to end. Amen. I love the Lord Jesus Christ more every day, and I don't know how that can happen. I love my wife, my sons, my grandchildren, my in-laws. I love them more every day because something called love on the inside of me grows towards them. I pray for everybody in my family every day. So does my wife. Lord will sometimes bring your names up and we'll pray for you right on the spot because God's love, say God's love, is kind of like that which holds everything together. The Bible says Jesus holds everything together. Isn't that wonderful? Everything that's made, he made and he holds it together. Say holds it together. Now, agape love, say unconditional. It accepts everybody. No matter where they are. God loves everybody right where they are. Humanity has lost the word love. God's agape love. Everybody on planet Earth is loved by God. If you and I believe, we can have a relationship with him. If we reject him, God never stops loving us. Say, never stops loving us. In the book of Revelation, the Bible says, and he stood in the midst of all the seven churches. And some of those churches, let me tell you something, they were off the wall. They were more concerned about playing bingo than they were having a prayer service. God never stopped loving his church. He can never stop loving you and me. It's an impossibility. Listen. What happens when there's no agape love? I did a little research. Listen to these things. Broken homes and broken families are a result of God's love not being in the home. How many of you live in a house or an apartment? That's what it is, a house or an apartment. What makes it a home is what takes place inside that house. When I walk into somebody's house, I can tell if it's a home. I walked into some people's houses and it's just what it is. It's a nice house, but there's some places I'll go and I have the presence of God as soon as you walk in the door. Nothing can separate us from God and the love of God. Listen, so much of the church today is convenience driven and not commitment driven. If two people get married because it's convenient for them, that house will never be a home. But when you have somebody who does something based on commitment, you'll find there's a love of God that is unconditional. No matter what the temperature is outside, what it is inside, God's love permeates every part of that family. Say hallelujah, amen. Amen. Over in James, if you want to turn there real quick, the second chapter. In the meantime, I'm going to read 1 Peter, if you don't mind, chapter 4, and verse number 8. Above all things, have intense, unfeeling love one for another. For love covers a multitude of sins. What kind of love do you think is there? Say, God's agape love. Listen to what it does. It forgives and discards the offenses of others. That's huge. Say, God's love forgives and discards. Have you ever driven along the road in the summertime and you have the window down? All of a sudden you do what? What's that? It's called roadkill. When somebody hits an animal and it's off on the side of the road, it starts to stink. When we don't forgive and discard through the love of Christ in our lives, the offenses of others, can I tell you something? As a pastor over 50 years, I've had a lot of roadkill in my life. And I don't let it stay anywhere. I bury it because that's where it belongs, underneath the ground. I've learned how to love unconditionally. When people have offended me and my wife and my family, I just love them. Do you know why? A scripture verse always comes into my spirit. When Jesus hangs on the cross of Calvary, after all that's been said and done to him, his disciples left him, the 12 left him. The other one said, we can't stick around. Everybody left him, including his father on the cross. The Bible says it got dark. I believe that was God turning because he couldn't look at what's happening to his son. The sins, say the sins. How many of you ever fallen into a temptation? Say sins. The sins of mankind, past, present, and future. That means those that were alive then, those that had died, those that would be born later, God, through his son Christ, and the ultimate sacrifice, let his son take on the sins of mankind because his love is unconditional. He loves you and I so much. If you and I were to think about all the mess ups, all the bad choices, some of the temptation we fell into. What happened to your past? Jesus, when he gave his life and said it was finished, wiped the slate clean.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus.